What's the format going to look like this year? I know last year a lot of stuff was outside. Is that the case this year again?
Last year with the Coffee House, we did to-go plates only. And we basically sold out of sandwiches before 10:30, and we were done with cookies at 11 because people just came in and bought and went. I mean, it was amazing. This year, we're going to be back to the same old format of coming in, taking your selections, paying at the end, sit down, have some coffee with your friends, or throw a piece of foil around it and leave. But for 1 hour, from 10 to 11, we're going to have a limited to-go table for those people that don't want to hang around and kind of know what they want. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have cookies plated in two sizes, and we'll have sandwiches in twos and threes that people can go on a different table. They don't even have to go through the big long line and go out the alley door.
Great.
Yeah, and so that'll be different. And then last year we tried having the style show in the tent outside, but it was nasty and cold. And we did like three showings, and by the end of the day, the models were frozen. And, you know, we did the to-go lunches instead of sitting down to eat, which that was fine, but it's just not the same when you can't visit with your buddies and talk about who has a new bunad or, you know, and actually be warm.
Sure. Yeah, so inside and more of the traditional look.
Yes.
To it.
Okay. It's going to be a little bit shorter this year, and we're not going to set for as many. Okay. Try to give a little more spacing for people. But we're going to do pre-sales again this year. Thursday from noon to 2, we're going to sell bunad style show tickets. And the other thing is you can come in and pick out your seat. You write your name on your ticket and put it on your place. Okay. We'll tape it to the table.
You can be right up front if you want to be.
Yeah, or on the side or at the end, you know, where they turn, or, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how that works.
Great. All right. And what's on the menu for those things?
Well, we do the traditional Petersburg shrimp mac salad. Mm-hmm. For the main part of the luncheon on Friday at the Bunad Style Show. And we also do seasonal fruit. This year we're doing watermelon and oranges. We're not going to do the three melons, which we've done for 40 years. And then we're going to do two different choices for the dessert. We're going to do an almond cake with fruit, and we're going to do a lemon blueberry cake with a lemon frosting on it. So it'll be a little bit different, but, you know, it's kind of fun to change things up when you can.
Yep.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, of course, is cookies, and lots of sandwiches. In fact, that's a reminder to the members, don't forget to bring your cookies.
Drop them off, right?
We're not looking for Ritz crackers with peanut butter on it. We're looking for Norwegian-y, buttery, good, delicious things.
Great. What else to know about the two events?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we have seven different sandwiches that'll be, we call them smørrebrød, which basically translates to buttered bread, but it's all, they call it smørrebrød all over Scandinavia. We do the creamed halibut with lemon and cucumber. We do the egg salad with lox and chive. We do a seafood salad, which has crab and shrimp in it. If I can talk my brother into some crab, because he's got some in his freezer. And then we do a beef with a caramelized onion inside of it, and a little beet on it to look like the Hearts and Pines china. We do carbonara, which is basically three slices of meatball, and it's got different veggies and things on it that's really cute. It's kind of like you get in Norway where you have to use a fork and a knife. Because if you picked it up, it'll fall off. And then the last one we do, we try to do two trays of veggie, which is basically three different kinds of Havarti cheese and different colors of peppers.
Okay.
And so everybody has a little choice.
Sounds delicious. You're making me hungry just talking about it here.
I know. I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm hungry, too. The last thing, too, that Bridget asked me to mention, because she's at school today, is that from 10:30 to 11:30, there's going to be live accordion music.
Kind of a return to a little bit more normal, Little Norway Festival. And
I'm not going to say new normal, but I'm going to say close to normal.
Yeah. And you've been doing it so many years. I mean, what does this time of year feel like to you?
I'm sort of sick to my stomach all the time.
Oh, no.
Worrying that I'll forget something. Because doing two big events, the food part of 2 days, it's scary.
Yeah.
You know, what if I forgot to do something and everybody counted on me? You know, I mean,
Yeah.
But I'm getting it down after, you know, 40 years.
You're feeding a lot of people.
We try.
Well, great.
We hope.